Tanchmar MLA Megan Mitten says the Provincial Department of Transportation and Infrastructure has made the decision to keep the Wheaton-covered bridge in place and add a second modern modular bridge next to it. The 108-year-old covered bridge has been closed to traffic since July of last year. The replacement will be wide enough and strong enough to support farm equipment and emergency response vehicles, says Mitten.
And then the Wheaton-covered bridge is going to stay in place, and the preservation of that is going to be the next step. And I think it's an opportunity to make it into a pedestrian bridge, have it restored and promoted in terms of tourism, as well as preserving our heritage. And so, you know, some bridges end up being closed for years and years, and some of them never are closed forever. And so this is a win.
Farmers in the area have been using detour routes since the bridge was closed, in some cases adding 40 minutes to trips to haul hay or cattle. They were hoping for a fix for the crossing this year, but it looks like a new modular bridge could take longer. Chignecto Soil and Crop Association board member Fred Anderson says farmers had been in favor of a plan to lift the heritage bridge from its current location and then add a modern bridge in its place.
There had been the idea of maybe moving the bridge, but DTI told me that's not possible. They looked into it and it just wasn't an option. However, I'm working to get them to put in this modular bridge on a similar timeline as moving the bridge would have been. So I'm trying to end up with a similar outcome, because really some of the obstacles in terms of the timeline are more bureaucratic than actually just building the bridge. And so I'm trying to see how I can reduce those.
Mitten says there's no specific timeline in place yet.
I am pushing for it to be as soon as possible. When they were looking at options and explaining to me what the plan was, they said nothing, like no option is going to have something in place for the summer of 2025. That's what DTI said. But I'm pushing for as soon as possible. So even if it can't be in this construction season, maybe it can be soon after.
Anderson says he will be speaking to affected farmers to determine a response to the news. Heritage advocate and president of Tanchmar Heritage Trust, Logan Atkinson, says leaving the bridge in place is the best case scenario from a heritage perspective, but the challenge begins there. The bridge will remain closed even to pedestrians and cyclists until it can be repaired, something which Atkinson says he's heard estimated at costing around $1 million. Mitten says she has been reaching out to the Minister of Tourism about potential funding.
It will need to be repaired in order to be able to support the weight of people walking across or people, you know, cycling across. And so that's the next step. And so I've already started talking to, for example, Isabel Terrio, the Minister of Tourism, Heritage and Culture, about you know, potential for funding. She's also responsible for active transportation. And so I think there's an opportunity to make this another way to cross the river while preserving our heritage.
But Mitten says getting the Wheaton-covered bridge registered as a provincial heritage property may not be on her list of things to do to help save the bridge.
My understanding was that it actually can be a hindrance in terms of making repairs and getting funding to do that in the future. So I am going to work with that department, but my sense is that seeking an actual official heritage status would not help it in terms of us being able to repair the bridge.
Mitten says she hopes the Wheaton-covered bridge might serve as an example for what can happen with other heritage-covered bridges.
I would like to see a plan for covered bridges across the province. Obviously, I'm really focused on the Wheaton-covered bridge. And I'm going to be working with people in the heritage community and looking to people who are passionate about preserving covered bridges in the province to see if we can come up with a plan for how to preserve this bridge and you know, make it bring it back to being something special in our community. It is special, but unfortunately unused in the short term. And maybe it can be a model for other communities, because often at this point, these covered bridges are being torn down rather than preserved. And so this might be a model for what other communities can do.
That's Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten. The historic Wheaton-covered bridge will remain in place, and the province will add a second modern crossing next to it, but the timeline for the work has not been released. CHMA has reached out to the Provincial Department of Transportation and Infrastructure for further information.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.